Hi everyone, and welcome to ICT You Can. Thank you, my son Zach, for making the intro music or jingle this for this episode. He was playing around on GarageBand and decided to make it for me. So thanks, Zach. This episode of ICT You Can is a conversation I held, a Skype conversation with a teacher named Alana in Appleby, which is from Appleby School, which is in Nelson in New Zealand. Now, Alana has been doing some amazing things with podcasting and blogging in her classroom. She has a year four class, I think, or a year three, four, and they have a buddy class they met through podcasting in Wales. And what happened was that Alana's class was podcasting and listening to podcasts, and they heard this one in Wales, and they left a comment. And the Wales school, Seffan Forest, they left a comment on Alana's podcast. So through that, the two classes hooked up and they began to podcast and blog to each other. They sent a small toy to each other. And they eventually had a Skype talk to each other. So it's amazing the types of things that they learned. So this is a conversation I had with Alana about the learning that took place in her classroom, and just some random thoughts about being a teacher in the 21st century using these new technologies. In my next podcast, I'll include a conversation we had with Paul, who is the teacher of the Wales, the Welsh school that Alana has been buddying up with. So that's enough of me. Here's part of our conversation between Alana in Nelson, New Zealand, and myself down the bottom in Dunedin, New Zealand. My first ever Skype call.
But it'd be really good to be able to capture that first sort of wonderment and looking at the artwork and enjoying it or not or whatever, and have actually a conversation rather than a scripted thing that we do, you know?
Oh, yeah, that would be excellent.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, it's a bit like my iPod Nano that I bought, 6 months ago, I first started doing podcasts. Mm-hmm. I thought it's got full up of school stuff, so what I'm going to do is have my Nano for things like the folk dance music, that sort of thing. It's a bit like when I first bought a pen drive, mm-hmm. a flash drive, and it was 100 something megabytes, but it was $80. By the time I convinced the school it would be a good idea to buy one for everybody, the principal said, you don't need one because you've already got one. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and everybody else silly gets a time. Gig, yeah.
That's right. And you know, I paid 80 and they're paying sort of 45. Never mind, that's the joys of it, I suppose, isn't it? It'd
be good if you could, you need to lease all this stuff schools do.
That's right. Like, I bought a digital camera, and now we've all got digital cameras. Mm. My digital camera is 1.3 megapixels, and theirs is 5, you know.
And that's the sad thing. It's the people on the cutting edge, you know, the early adopters who are spending all the money and making all the difference, and then other people get it forced on them. Here's a camera, use it. Oh, do I have to?
Yeah.
You're thinking, but I would have bought mine.
Like, I actually bought the kids a camera, too. Like,
I'm going to be the devil's advocate here. What would you say to people who said, this is all great, well and good, but how did you cover everything else that needed to be covered while you were exploring this?
Sorry.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking more at the moment about, you know, how we have this fascination on the topics that we have to cover, like you must do electronics, but you're having this great time investigating what you're investigating now, but if you don't do that, you know, Planet Earth and Beyond or something, then that's something that's been missed out of your 3-year cycle. So how did you get around that?
Well, we don't spend ages and ages and ages on it either. I mean, like, it's very much oral language, it's very much reading, it's very much communication, it's very much learning from other people. And the fact that we don't know the polarization of a battery circuit, it's really neither here nor there, in my opinion, but other people might disagree. And also, I think with the new curriculum document, it gives you a lot more wherewithal on... See, I'm working towards the kids trying to find out their own answers to stuff in their own way, rather than me at the front of the room saying, okay, now we're going to learn about this. I know it's hard and it's and it's nightmarish at times, but that's where I wanted to go.
Mm.
And that's, yeah. Well, sorry, Paul's popping up and putting me off.
That's okay. But it's amazing, though, because if kids want to learn, they'll learn more. If you stood up the front and said, right, now we're going to do batteries, half the class were turned off straight away, and they're not going to learn for the next 3 weeks. Whereas here...
And Jamie already knows everything about batteries that I want to ask him.
Yeah, so...
You know, like, Jamie knows everything about volcanoes and batteries and dinosaurs and every bloody thing.
Mm.
I feel like wasting his time teaching him to suck eggs when he knows all that sort of stuff. I want to open his mind to other stuff he doesn't know, rather than the you know, like if I asked him to take the lesson on batteries, well, he did a hell of a lot better job than I could, and he's only 10, you know.
Yeah, but allowing them to have this other culture experience is going to broaden them so much further.
Indeed, well, like, see the thing with time.
Mm.
Remember, it was 2 years ago we did, you know, the planet Earth and beyond, the fact that it was dark on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And yawn, yawn, yawn. I explained I had balls and I had dark rooms and I had torches shining on tennis balls and stuff, you know, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's quite brought it to home, the fact that we can't just ring Welsh school because it's night time there.
Mm.
And the hemisphere thing, like they're going through winter and they've got storms and stuff, and we're lolling on the beach in Tahuna. And that's brought home the fact that there's no northern hemisphere is hot when we're cold, and vice versa.
Ah, so...
So we're covering those sorts of things, mm-hmm. in a not taught way, just understanding way. And even the slowest kid in the class has some idea now the fact that we don't all live in the same time zone.
Mm. And see, this is where it has to go. You can't just teach isolated topics because they're all related to each other. So if we had a way of tracking... just because the powers that be say that we must teach these things. I mean, we are, and in a much more dynamic and meaningful way. I mean, I think it's really cool what you guys have done. It's amazing.
But I haven't assessed a single piece of it, and that worries me slightly too.
Mm.
My little assessment folder with ticks, crosses and triangles in is not... filled out with stuff that's really meaningful for the kids, but I don't want to spend my life ticking and crossing about how many blog posts you've done.
But you have got this is the thing about podcasting that I think is amazing. You've got a audio recording of your children from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, which shows progress over
from
time.
August when we started doing it.
Yeah. So that's one thing I found with my podcasting is that I listen to them at the beginning of the year and then I listen to them at the end of the year. And there was my evidence of not only that they were being better orators, but also the content was so much more deeper.
And also, once the kids get good at something, they want to get good at other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was so proud of my little darlings. We've got two blogs. We've got the classroom blog, which is, you know, like, it's, I've got the password and I'm in control of that. And we have our monitors.
Mm-hmm.
So every week, two kids are in charge of updating the blog. But, hang on, wait a minute. As well, we've got a playground blog. So here's the address to paste our playground blog. So the kids have the password and the username for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do it themselves. And bless them, a couple of them, not many, but a couple of them are actually blogging in the holidays as well. So there's, if you scroll down a bit, it made me laugh and laugh and laugh. The cheer builder, 30th of December.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot's family got given a dining room table.
I guess at the new table. Oh, there they are.
Right, and Lara got two pieces of chocolate and Josh got one. He got third to last because he wasn't reading the instructions. I mean, it was just amazing. He took the photo himself and the whole lot, everything on there is apart from that podcast, but to try and make it realize I did the podcast there. And there's a finished photo of the table all set up.
Mm-hmm.
I just about had tears in my eyes when I saw that. I thought they're actually like he's doing it himself, you know. There's no full stops and capital letters and spelling mistakes and stuff, but it's magic.
I was reading a blog the other day that was saying that it's great to see children's work where it hasn't been edited by the teachers and you can see what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, what does this say about his confidence in his writing?
I know, and he's taking photos and doing the business, you know? It's magic.
Oh, this is cool. I'll have to send him a comment.
He's checking back too, because like I make a comment and he makes a comment and I make a comment and he makes a comment as well.
Well, this is really exciting, all this stuff that you're doing. Where to next?
Yeah, I'm really pleased with it too. I mean, where to next? Well, this year, I haven't even thought of this year yet, I've been given an afternoon to to work with the other teachers at the school, first two terms, on upskilling them. I think the principal thinks that I've gone too far. You know, I should just stop doing it a bit and bring everybody else up to speed. So that's what I will do. Very first, I want to get them to do their blogs on a regular basis. Because they're not updating their blogs like they should do.
Yeah.
Now, I've changed the school website so that instead of having a class page on each website, they've got one page that links to all five blogs at once. Yeah, so that's a bit. Getting them actually okay with it on a regular basis and then getting them into podcasting as well. And just making some for starters without an audience, particularly apart from ourselves. And then making other links under that.
You're going to be busy.
Indeed. It's going to be turn water into wine in two terms, basically.
Fantastic.
But, yeah, I mean, it is good that I have got that two, you know, afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine. It's not negotiable. It's not sort of like, oh, we've got a sports day on now. Yeah, you come and do this, you know, that thing, which is good.
And it's good that he's valuing all this work you've done since August. I mean, you've come a long way in such a short period of time.
I have come a long way, indeed.
that's what, just nearly two terms, not even.
Indeed.
You've managed to not only podcast, but geocache with a little bear with another school in Wales.
Yeah.
And you've got kids independently blogging.
Mm.
Well done, you.
I've just got myself a blog, you know, Dave Warlock's Blogmeister account.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen those?
Yes.
Yeah, and I've just entered the kids' names in that one for next year.
Mm.
It's not very user-friendly, though, and it's got no pictures. I think he's saying that kids need a dialogue of thoughts written in words only, but I reckon primary school kids need pictures myself.
I agree. They need something to help them, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have a bit of a play with it just in my class to see if it works or not.